This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was some talk of the housing market at Mr. Bernanke's press conference today, mostly regret on his part that it hasn't come back faster. And for all the recent indicators that we might have bumped up against a housing bottom, hang on just a second. There was news last week that foreclosure filings looks like they could be scooting back up again. And given that houses are the biggest purchase most people ever make, and where possible, we like to hold on to those houses, today's installment of Money Matters, our regular series on consumer finance, explores the costs of fighting foreclosure. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that.
Martha Wright lives in the beach town of Avalon, New Jersey. Her house is on the bay. She built it in a vintage barn style more than a decade ago.
Come on in.
Although Wright had a high-paying job as a marketing executive and a strong credit score, she ended up with a subprime mortgage loan for more than $750,000 from Washington Mutual.
My mortgage was originally a jumbo no-doc loan, a liar's loan.
When Wright's salary got cut in half 4 years ago, she refinanced, but still had trouble making payments. Since then, Wright has spent countless hours fighting to stay in her home, filling out forms, getting documents ready, and sending them to J.P. Morgan Chase, which now services her loan.
In terms of faxes, 65 pages at $1 a page is $65. I've applied 5 times.
Wright has also retained a lawyer. She hasn't made a mortgage payment in more than 2 years.
You're looking at late fees that have compounded on late fees and interest that has compounded on interest.
Homeowners like Wright can also be responsible for the bank's legal fees, as well as property inspection fees, says Sarah Mana, an attorney with South Brooklyn Legal Services in New York.
And that charge will be on there every single month that they're in foreclosure. So some of those fees can really build up, especially because in a lot of states, foreclosures go on for a really long time.
Nationally, the average distressed homeowner is delinquent for nearly 2 years before losing their house. That can be longer in states like New Jersey, where foreclosures have to be approved in court. And all of that time carries a personal cost, says Wright.
It's the depression. It's the limbo. It's the ups and the downs. It's the 2 steps forward, you think, and then all of a sudden it's 4 steps back.
Chase told Marketplace it's committed to helping homeowners modify their loans. In Avalon, New Jersey, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.